Yes, Pledgerama is coming up. It's your chance to show us that what we do is worthwhile in your life, and I sincerely hope that it is. And if it's not so far and we're not playing what you want to hear, well, get your own damn show. And you can do that. And that's the amazing thing about UMFM is that you can you can walk in an idiot with a bunch of CDs like me and end up still here 13 or 14 years later. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that somebody would let me get away with that. I can't believe it. So Pledgerama coming up starting the 16th, but we are taking in our pre-pledges, and thank you so much to the great folks who have pre-pledged already. Let's see, we got Barb in with her pre-pledge last night. We got Eugene, Mike, and Stu in with their pre-pledge last night. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We got Dietmar with an amazing pledge a little while ago, and Trish and Rob out there pre-pledged us as well. Tim and Jan, I know, did as well. And we're only just getting started. So if you want to get in on the fun, during Pledgerama, things get a little crazy and shirts start flying out the door. And we can never be sure that you're going to get the right size of everything and that you're going to get everything right away. But if you pre-pledge, I will make sure you get it. Or at the very least, it gets put aside before Pledgerama. So, you know, a little benefit, a little something we throw together for you. Here, I want to play more from this guy. He always makes me feel good. He's just a good dude, and he's a good dude with like the worst luck ever. Like, if you had to make a list of people who have bad things happen to them, this guy would win. There wouldn't even be a point of making a list, because bad things just happen to this guy all the time, and still, he's a positive and a wonderful, encouraging fella. I'm going to play something from our pal John D. Graham. He was supposed to come to town in September, couldn't quite make it, but he's been out on a tour for the past little while, and he got some bad news from home once again. His lovely wife Gretchen has a concussion, a real nasty one, and he had to rush home to be by her side and help out around the house and stuff, and that really sucks. And I know that John D. is a family man first and foremost, so we wish him well, and Gretchen, of course, and William, and all the other folks down there. If you follow him on the Facebook, he's selling more bears to try and make up for some of the money that he's losing by not being on tour, and here's a guy who never, ever, ever got nearly the amount of fortune that he deserved. He's not a wealthy man, but although God knows he deserves it for songs like this. Here's something from Escape from Monster Island. Here's the great John D. Graham.
Well, I broke $100 bill for 2 tickets on the bus into the hills. Well, my boy, he stood up in his seat. He said, I have never seen Christmas lights like that. Just him and me, two little bitty fishes swimming in the girls have gone home. Now let's use yours.
Sometimes I think we found a place. Hey, this is Mike June. You listen to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM. For when we make a grown man cry. Well, I'm sitting here in Pittsburgh, I got tears in my eyes. Heat is broken in the cold spring rain. Buddy Holly's on my mind. This'll be the day I die. This'll be the day I die. This'll be the day I die. Sometimes it feels like we live in vain. We take shelter from the sweetness and comfort in the pain. 500 miles for $100 bill. And any silver linings we can find. And we find them all the time. And we find them all the time. Yeah, we find them all the time. And the city lights begin to fade. And you wonder why you ever left home. To be the best they'll never know. Be the best they'll never know. To be the best they'll never know. My father said, son, always do your work. And a boy from New Jersey could not make it in New York. So I filled my pockets with other people's dreams, too afraid to sleep in mine. And the years run rolling by. And the years run rolling by. All those years of wasted time. You have fallen from such great heights, still haunted by the ghost of a thousand sleepless nights. Climb on in, my friend, and get your rest. I'll take the wheel for a while. We got nothing ahead but miles. We got nothing ahead but miles. Cigarettes, Mingus, and Miles. And you taught me how the angels move, softly and sweetly and slow. To the best they'll never know. To the best they'll never know. The best they'll never know. hang us on a crucifix. When it's time for our checkout in this great big Motel 6, we'll fuck them if they don't get the joke. Sometimes it takes a little while, but I saw him crack a smile. Yeah, I saw him crack a smile. There's nothing left to do but smile. And the flowers they leave at your grave will grow from the seeds that you sow. To the best I've never known, to the best I'll never know, to the best they'll never know.
Hi, this is Brock Seaman, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM. Guess it's just one of those nights. It's like you got a thorn in your guts, and the only way you can pull it out is to write. And what a funny thing it is, juggling words and chiseling lines to tell a story, to tell the truth. Sometimes just a rhyme. Well, I live in a house full of ghosts that just won't let me be. And you know I let them in myself, but now I can't get them to leave. And I'm haunted by love, and my pillow, it still smells like her hair. And whenever I lay down to sleep, I dream the dreams that she's left in there. And you know, I ain't any of them, so I just stare a hole through the ceiling. And my thoughts have never been known to whisper, so it's all just screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. And sometimes I smoke in the dark, sometimes I get up and pace, sometimes it feels like my heart is gonna blow the roof off this whole goddamn place. Well, there ain't no chorus in this one. Nah, it's ugly and it's wrong, and there's no clear melody, so you won't be able to sing along. And there's no pretty little voice sounding like the angels singing low, pushed through pretty little lips on a pretty little package wrapped up in a pretty little bow. And there's no managers or agents or style or glory or money. It's just heart to tongue, tongue to hand, blah, 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 and strumming. Some people love money, some people love sex, some horses, cars, pottery, vacations, their house, their sports, their pets, but it's all just something that makes something seem like something, keeps time rolling along. And my little something, something's writing down something and squeezing it into a song. And when you really knock it out and all the planets align, it's like pulling your sword out of the devil's back and saying no. No, not this time. No, not this time. No, not this time. Not this time. No, not this time.
That is a powerful and amazing piece of music right there from our friends Brock Zeman, Blair Hogan, Dylan Roberts. So good. The title track to the record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. You know, I said early on that that was going to be the record of the year and nothing was going to touch it. And, well, there's a bit of competition because the more I listen to it, the more I absolutely love Mike June's new record, Poor Man's Bible. We heard John D's Blues off of that record. Now, Mike is apparently looking to release the thing digitally coming up pretty soon. So you might want to go and pre-order it and stuff. And then the actual physical thing might not come out till next year, which makes things confusing because then, you know, is it one of the best records of this year or is it one of the best records of next year? Or do we do a Stu Reed and just put it on both years? You know? I have to wait and see on that one. It sure is good, though, I'm telling you. Poor Man's Bible. So we heard John D's Blues. We heard a couple from John D before that, a man who's who's had the blues for sure. We heard Place in the Shade from Summerland and $100 Bill from Escape from Monster Island. You know what? Here's another guy who just can't catch a break. Oh, man. You know, I feel so bad for this guy. He's just he's got it rough. It seems once again he's run afoul with the law and or immigration officials. Made an appearance in court today. It's the nutty, the completely out there Randy Quaid.
Soft in my salad these days, she likes sugar in her bowl. I think your mother was right about this. There's only so deep you can get in a hole. So you keep riding the spectacle, dear. I'll keep tying the noose. Everyone says such nice things about you. If only that was any use. We're out of love, looking for heaven. A chimney hot fuck behind a 7-Eleven. I was just trying to sleep without conditions. I am a convoluted love letter still in remission. We were out of spades, but the all aces. I tried to get laid, but love had its traces. And in the morning she ran off with Evie and Randy Quaid. There's something growing under the city, my dear. I hear it talking in its sleep. Calcified heart of hearts that stops and starts like a gray goose spender weeps. I found a dead star in the backyard today, a bright cluster of cold blue. It used to keep the universe warm, they say. Now it just wants to be close to you. We were out of love, for heaven, a chimney hot fuck behind the 7-Eleven. I was just trying to sleep without conditions. I am a convoluted love letter still in remission. We were all spades, but the world was all aces. I tried to get laid, but love had its traces. And in the morning she ran off with Evie and Randy Quaid. Gonna blow you to smithereens. This is a nightmare, it's no teenage dream. She is seen and unseen. She is seen. She is seen and unseen.
like a little salt in my salad these days. She drinks wine when she's alone. I think your mother was right about this. I can't kiss you over the phone. We're out of luck, looking for heaven. The chimney ought to fuck behind the 7-Eleven. I was just trying to sleep without conditions. I am a convoluted love letter still in remission. We were all spades, but the world was all aces. I tried to get laid, but love had its traces. And in the morning she ran off. And in the morning she, well, she just ran away.
Night on 82, with my Gemini heart and your Leo. When I needed a place to stay, and you needed a place to go. Me on the way home. Said, come on in, this won't hurt a bit. Come on in to me. That night, you were under your porch lights, smoking exportees. You gave them on me, and you bit my lip.
Rosie from the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Burning low, we will turn towards the sea.
look to ancient ships contours, one for you and one for me. Got on board and found a chair to store all the thoughts I flee. Close my eyes to steer the ship through half-made-up memories. From my chair I saw your boat charging over rocky seas, down inside a fiber load, half for you and half for me. For you and half for me. Down inside I found an anchor. That's where I hope to rest peacefully. Down so deep I won't find surface. I hope to find purity. The fires are burning low. We will turn towards the sea. Look to ancient ships contours, one for you and one for me.
There's our pals, the Sun Parlor Players. From Us Little Devils, our next big show at the Sunset Saloon will be Andrew Pinner of the Sun Parlor Players. We'd love for you to join us with that. All the details are up at telebandtogohome.com. I'll be back on Sunday for Tell the Band to Go Home from 2 to 4 p.m. Then next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we do Steel Belted Radio all over again. We're gonna have Terry take over for Venus Envy coming up in just a couple of minutes. And Punks and Parkas will be here, Ultrasonic Film, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful radio goodness to come. And like I said before, check out umfm.com or tellthebandtogohome.com for all the details on UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama, and support us in a couple of weeks if you can. Thanks for being here, everybody.